Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSN. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Audley's counties.
We are indeed very early Christmas and also happy early New Year. And you know, we're getting kind of close to the end of the year when we start doing our end of the year shows with people who run the various cities and villages, here around. And so Don Herod is the Minster Village Administrator. Don, how many years for that now?
Going on 32.
I'm amazing. Goes by quick, doesn't it?
It really does, yes.
And so when we get into talking about some of the things you've done, over the years, and there's been quite a lot of them, and people will remember probably because of, orange barrels and things like that. So we can begin by talking about how you guys had that Hamilton Street reconstruction project this year.
Yeah, actually, we just started it in October. It is a complete street reconstruction from 5th Street to 7th Street, which will involve all new road base, curb gutters, sidewalks, all new utilities, whole nine works that will be done to improve that section of town. And we were fortunate enough to get a grant from the Ohio Public Works Commission and a zero interest loan to help us pay for that $700,000 project. So that is supposed to be done here once springtime comes. They've got the road just about cut out now. And then once it warms up a little bit, they'll start putting curb gutters in and get ready for pavement.
That's right. The work before the work, so to speak. You know, I thought maybe people similar, like you're going to buy a house somewhere, but you got to clear the land first.
That's right? Correct. Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, the plan improvements, for example, to the Stallo Library Building. And I think some of our astute listeners will understand the significance of that name, right? It used to be the town.
Yeah, it used to be the Stallo's Town is what Minster was originally called.
Yes.
And we're lucky enough to have the library building and name it the Stallo Library. And we want to partner with the Douglas County Public Library to renovate the building. You know, it's an older building. It used to be an old furniture store. It's got two floors, so the upper floor is not really accessible by anybody that would be handicapped or have difficulty getting up to the second floor. So we're looking at putting an elevator in. We actually got grant funds from the Douglas County Commissioners to pay for a portion of that elevator. But once we get that elevator in, then we want to renovate the upstairs to make it a little more user-friendly. Put some office meeting space up there and some children activities as well up there. So yeah, it'd be a great project, and we hope to get started in 2026.
Yeah, and certainly a library can be a great hub for community activity.
It really is. I mean, you'd be surprised about how many people are there on a daily basis at the library. They've gotten more into the electronics end of it and everything. So they're really expanding their capabilities.
And also, the Paris Street Park improvements, kind of an example where some citizens had some things to say. And as a village, government, et cetera, you listened.
Yeah, we did. We had a group of ladies that wanted to look at making improvements out to Paris Street Park with some new playground equipment and a splash pad. And they came to the village council. Village council listened and decided it was a good project to do for us. So we not only expanded the playground equipment out there, we've also added a new splash pad that went into service in August. We're a little late getting it in this year, but at least it's there and got some use out of August and September. And now we're looking at what else we can do. We built a new shelter house to go with the splash pad with restrooms so people can change out there. And then we're working with Choice One Engineering on developing a master plan for the whole park. So we want to look at adding new ball diamonds, new multi-purpose fields, some additional parking, just kind of revamping it. Everybody is so thrilled to see Four Seasons Park at the village and how nice it is. And we want to make Paris Street Park that same way.
Excellent. And then also State Route 66, AKA North Main Street, you're getting some sidewalks going there.
Yes, we are. Again, this is kind of at the demand of the residents and one of the residents bringing it up to put sidewalks on the east side of State Route 66 or North Main Street there from Eagle Plaza out to Benjamin Road. We now got McDonald's is out there. There's now Family Dollar out there. So it was hard for people to get out there without driving out there. So we looked at putting sidewalks in there, and we started that project with Broomball Construction here earlier in December, and they are talking about being done by the end of the year.
All right. And then, you know, the Marx radios for the fire department, you know, people in the public may not, you know, understand this or be as aware of it, but it's obviously it's a rather major upgrade for communication, you know, for the fire department.
It really is. And it's not only for the fire department, but the police department and all safety services are going to the Marx radio to improve that communication between departments and in the state. And especially valuable in mutual aid cases where a fire department may respond to somebody else's service area to help assist with a fire. And it was often difficult to communicate back and forth because everybody would be on different channels or different radios. And now with the Marx system, you're allowed that seamless communication between everybody.
Yeah, that was something, well, Sheriff Voorhees talked about that one of the times he was here, that there were issues. So people, could you be heard? Were there dead spots in some places, you know?
Yeah, there was. And Minster being far away from, as far as you can get in Auglaize County, away from Walk-Pawk, I mean, we did have some dead areas. We had some hard trouble communicating with dispatch and things like that. So we went ahead in 2024 and purchased a base station and some mobile radios for the trucks. And then in 2025, we spent about $300,000 on Marx radios upgrading for all the fire departments. So every firefighter has a Marx radio now to be able to communicate.
And again, mentioning what you just said, yeah, why you couldn't do it right away, $320,000. It's a lot of money, but this is big time technology too.
You're right. It is a lot of money, but it puts us in the 21st century, if you want to call it that, and ready to go for any problems that we may have or issues we may have.
And then also, you know, with Columbia Drive, that was kind of a water and sewer extension, I understand.
Yes. We actually did a loop on the south end of town for our water line. We have a 16-inch water line that came out by Dan and ran through our industrial park. And we looped that together, tied that together to be able to increase the pressure out there and in the fire services, for the fire services, basically. We also looked at installing a new sanitary line, which allowed us to eliminate an old lift station that we used to pump the sewage up to a higher location to get to our wastewater treatment plant. And we were able to take that lift station out and demolish it and basically have feed everything from gravity fed into our wastewater treatment plant. So it helps out a lot.
And then also, you know, when we you know, hear about certain things, obviously you end up with a new fiscal officer and, you know, obviously at times, you know, people do come and go, et cetera. And so you got James Kane, right?
Yeah, we actually had a couple of fiscal officers between. We used to have John Stecholdy. John was there for probably 25, 30 years. And then retired. And then we had a couple other ones that came in the meantime and stayed with us for about a year and went on to other projects or other jobs. And then we found ourselves looking again in 2025 and found Jim. He was a fiscal officer. It actually is a fiscal officer in the township in Shelby County. So he came from experience with us. And we were able to put him to work, and he's jumped right in and getting everything figured out for us.
Outstanding. Then, you know, an efficiency smart program, you know, and that's something where, kind of, residential, commercial, industrial customers can be a part of. And this is about rebates and incentives?
Yes, it is. Our efficiency smart program that we put together back in 2010 with a company called Efficiency Smart and American Municipal Power. We put a program together to offer incentives and rebates, as you said, to our residential, our customers, our commercial and industrial customers as well. And the reason we did that was to compete with the investor-owned utilities and the co-ops who had these same type of programs and were offering these rebates and incentives. So we went ahead and put together a program with AMP and Efficiency Smart. And like I said, it's been in effect since 2010. Our current contract ends at the end of the year, so council just renewed it for another 3-year term. And basically, it saves us about $425,000, $450,000 a year in avoided power costs because people are taking those energy efficiency measures, putting them into action. We're able to avoid buying that power that you would normally have to buy if they wouldn't put those efficiency measures in place. So it saved us a lot.
Yeah, you got $420,000 I like to think about some of the things you could do with a couple projects even, you know?
Yeah. We can, it just adds to our electrical system. We're able to improve our electrical system in terms of reliability and things like that because we've got that extra money to do, so.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about, the budget. We're going to talk about multi-purpose trail. And we're going to talk about the Mora as we continue on Spectrum.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20. Like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner, meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter, try it free.
I'm Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
So we're back on Spectrum. Minster Village Administrator Don Herod is here. And so another one that we'd heard some talk about was getting that multi-purpose trail south, kind of heading towards Fort Laramie, eventually tying into Fort Laramie, right?
Yes, we eventually want to tie it into Fort Laramie. You know, right now we have the one that goes between Minster and New Bremen. So we want to extend that through town and then extend it down south to Fort Laramie using the towpath of the canal. And we were lucky enough to work with Representative Angie King, who got us a $100,000 state grant to do that project for us. And we've been working with ODNR. We've been working with the Village of Fort Laramie to try to come up with a route that we can get into Fort Laramie with. And we're going to start in the springtime of ODNR is going to start in the springtime of going ahead and start installing the canal from First Street in Minster. And we'll take it all the way down to 66, where the canal crosses 66, almost into Fort Laramie. And then we'll improve that with an 8 or 10 foot wide trail with a stone trail. And then our second phase is continue to work with the Village of Fort Laramie and find a way into efficiently and effectively into Fort Laramie to provide an access into their downtown area. So it should be a pretty nice trail for us. And the long-term goal is that connectivity between all the communities. And if we can get to Fort Laramie, then maybe we can get into Sydney and farther south and make it a long trail.
It's true. Somebody can get on their bike or whatever and take one heck of a ride.
Yes, they could. Yeah. I mean, you know, you get down into the Dayton area, and the Dayton area has a lot of multi-purpose trails and bike trails and things like that. So we just want to be able to try to tie into that and give people access to far greater areas. So
that's for sure. And then the other thing you did was you created a Mora, which in some communities is known as Dora or Smora, you know, but Minster's is a Mora, a designated outdoor refreshment area. And really kind of what you have there is all about getting more activity in the downtown area. And, but, you know, to do that, you have to have an established perimeter for that, and not out of line with what so many other towns have done.
Right. I think there's 80 some of them already in Ohio. And we just kind of followed suit and took our downtown area, 4th Street, and a little bit on Main Street and South Garfield Street, and designated it as that outdoor refreshment area, which we call Mora for Minster. But there's 7 establishments that are part of in the district or in the area that are part of the program. And we encourage everybody to come down and to, visit one of those establishments and take in our downtown. We actually just had a winter festival last Saturday night where we had an ice skating rink downtown in Oktoberfest Park. We had Santa Claus come for 2 or 3 hours with photos and things like that. So, again, encouraging that activity, and we're trying to bring more people downtown to enjoy our downtown and shop the businesses downtown.
And also, people should know, I know that it is enforced. And in fact, depending on what night you have, there's certain color cups and all kinds of things, right?
Yes. To legally do it, you need to have your drink in an official Mora cup, which all 7 establishments have. And you can take that cup and walk down the street to another establishment, to another store, or whatever that may be, and not be affected by walking down the street with an alcoholic beer or something like that. So it really allows that flexibility.
And a lot of people, too, to better explain that, think about like some festivals you may have gone to where they have what we call the beer tent. And you can only go so far.
Right? That's correct. Right. Yeah. Yes. And now we open that up and allow them to go a little bit farther and to enjoy the whole downtown area.
Excellent. And then, when you get into your annual budget, and this is interesting, I think people should know like what the budget is. They might not think it's that much, money. Minster's a small town, and this is your chance to surprise them, I think.
It really is. Our annual budget is about $35 million a year. And that's been pretty steady for the last 4 or 5 years. And that just reflects one of the reasons why ours is a little bit higher than some other communities around here. Is because of our electrical department and the amount of power that we're buying and reselling to our customers. That's about $12 to $14 million of that $35 million just in the electrical fund. But it really is. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that it's a multi-million-dollar business that we're running in, and that reflects on all the activities, all the projects that we just talked about. All those things add up, cost add up wise to it. So. This year, we should be a little bit under that $35 million in terms of expenses, which is always good to do. We're going to anticipate that we're going to see probably about $5 million in income tax coming in for the year, which is more than we've ever received before. Our previous limit was about $4.8 million. So we're thinking we're going to get pretty close to $5 million, if not over that $5 million for the end of the year. So. Really adds to our budget and allows us to do those projects.
If people are surprised to hear about how much is spent, on generating power, maybe just think about, the industry that's in Minster.
Yeah. I mean, we've got Dan and Yogurt. We've got NIDEC. We've got Precision Strip. We've got Globus Printing. All those businesses use that power. And we're up to about, our peak load is about 24 megawatts. Which for a small town of 3,000 people is a pretty good size load. And all that adds up to we're going out buying power to make sure that we have power and electricity to provide those customers and that reliability that we come back to.
True. And as far as, buying power, where does it mostly come from?
Our power comes, we have different sources through American Municipal Power. We actually own some power plants. We own poor portion of a coal-fired plant in Illinois that we get most of our power from. But we also have some hydro plants along the Ohio River that we are part owner of with other municipalities in the state of Ohio. And we also have a gas-fired plant up in Fremont that we get some power from. And it actually comes from other sources as well. We actually get power, a little bit of power from Niagara Falls.
I figured as much. Yes. It's amazing how tied in together everything is.
Everything is. Yeah, the grid all tied together. So you're able to be able to go to Illinois or go to New York and buy power and get it transferred through the lines down to us. So it's pretty remarkable.
That it is. And Don, as always, of course, we appreciate getting to spend some time with you. What are kind of some big things that might be coming up next year?
Well, we want to finish like Hamilton Street and things like that, but we're looking at some other street projects as well. We want to do Jefferson Street and Sixth Street, where there are some subdivisions going in that we want to improve those streets as well. We want to go back to Paris Street Park and do some of those renovations that we talked about earlier in terms of additional parking areas and baseball fields and things like that. And then the Stawell Library is another important topic for us this year that we'll work in 2026. And I'm sure there's going to be more projects come up there. You always think that one of these years is going to slow down a little bit, but it never does.
Nope, not for sure. Don, again, we thank you and Merry Christmas to you, your family, all the workers in Minster that help make the town what it is. We appreciate it.
Great, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you too.